This is VOA News via remote.
I'm Laurel Bowman. Kyiv said on Saturday Moscow had reinforced its troops around Severodonetsk and attempted to cut off Ukraine's access to the industrial city, the focus of a Russian offensive to take the eastern Donbas region. The governor of Luhansk province said Russian forces were blowing up bridges across the Seversky-Donetsk River to prevent Ukraine bringing in military reinforcements and delivering aid to civilians in Severodonetsk. Since being driven back from the capital Kyiv, Russia has launched a massive assault in Luhansk and Donetsk, two provinces that make up the eastern Donbas region. For both sides, the fighting in the east in recent weeks has been one of the deadliest phases of the war, with Ukraine saying it is losing 60 to 100 soldiers every day. Tens of thousands have died, millions have been uprooted from their homes, and the global economy has been disrupted in a war that marked its 100th day on Friday. Ukrainian officials are counting on advanced missile systems recently pledged by the United States and Britain to swing the war in their favor, and Ukrainian troops have already begun training on them. Moscow has said the Western weapons will pour fuel on the fire but will not change the course of what it calls a special military operation to disarm Ukraine and rid it of dangerous nationalists. The war has had a devastating impact on the global economy, especially for poor food-importing countries. Ukraine is one of the world's leading sources of grain and cooking oil, but those supplies were largely cut off by Russia's closure of its Black Sea ports, with more than 20 million tons of grain stuck in silos. Russian President Vladimir Putin denied Friday that Moscow was preventing Ukrainian ports from exporting grain. This is VOA News. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg has met with Finland's Prime Minister and spoken to Turkey's President as he seeks to overcome Turkish resistance to Finland and Sweden joining the alliance. Stoltenberg, who visited Washington this week, tweeted that he met with Finnish Prime Minister Sanna Marin while there and discussed the need to address Turkey's concerns and move forward with the Finnish and Swedish membership applications. Russia's war in Ukraine pushed the Nordic countries to apply to join NATO, but Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan accuses Sweden and Finland of supporting Kurdish militants deemed by Turkey to be terrorists. Stoltenberg said he had a constructive phone call with Erdogan, calling Turkey a valued ally and praising Turkish efforts to broker a deal to ensure the safe transportation of grain supplies from Ukraine amid global food shortages caused by Russia's invasion. Stoltenberg tweeted that he and Erdogan would continue their dialogue. The NATO chief's diplomatic efforts came before a gathering of senior officials from Sweden, Finland, and Turkey next week in Brussels, where NATO's based, to discuss Turkey's opposition to the applications. Dozens of police officers are patrolling Hong Kong's Victoria Park after authorities for a third consecutive year banned public commemoration of the anniversary of the Tiananmen Square crackdown in 1989. For decades, an annual candlelight vigil would be held in the park to remember China's deadly crackdown on protesters demanding greater democracy in Beijing's Tiananmen Square on June 4, 1989. Authorities have cited risks from the coronavirus for banning the vigil. Critics say the ban on the annual commemoration is part of a crackdown on political dissent and a sign that Hong Kong is losing its freedoms as Beijing tightens its grip over the semi-autonomous Chinese city. Mexico's president has claimed the leftist candidate in Colombia's presidential race faces a dirty war by conservatives, leading the Colombian government to tell President Andrés Manuel López Obrador to stay out of its domestic politics. López Obrador says he doesn't interfere in other countries' internal affairs and has used that as an excuse to avoid criticizing non-democratic regimes like Nicaragua and Cuba. But on Friday, he blasted the opposition to front-running presidential candidate, the leftist Gustavo Petro. López Obrador said Petro faces a scare campaign, which is trying to depict him as dangerous. For more stories making news today, visit voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.